the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagan right here, about an hour out. Brad Powers in Vegas. It's already Friday. If you have any questions, post them on Twitter. I will pass those along. Kevin, good morning to you, sir. When Nick Saban speaking in Texas on Tuesday threw out the Bryce Young, he's got about $1 million in name, image, likeness money already accrued or whatever, however he said it. What was his cryptic message to everybody?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. And before I get into that real quick, I just want to make sure that I have time to say how sorry I am to hear about the news of Coach Bobby Bowden and his poor health. Bobby Bowden, of course, born and raised in Birmingham, graduate of Woodlawn High School there in Birmingham, and just hate to hear the news. My thoughts are with him and his family and all the Florida State fans. But we don't have to worry about Coach Bowden. We know he's a believer, and we know that he's going home. So I'm sorry to hear the news, but I'm elated to know that we all know where Coach Bowden's going to go. Yeah, big news. Was not kind of shocked me by the amount so early for a player, almost $1 million before you ever start your first game as the Alabama quarterback. But I can tell you, Bill, it was the timing has to do with recruiting, but the location of where he made the announcement, why he was in the state of Texas, Bill, as you said this week, absolutely nothing Coach Saban says or does is ever by chance. There's a meaning for everything he does, and there was a specific reason that he made that announcement within the state of Texas. And it actually has dual-level meanings. One, obviously, is recruiting. And Alabama's after a number of elite targets in the state of Texas, Bill. But I have to believe also, Bill, that it was a shot across the bow to the University of Texas and Oklahoma if they think about, and I think I've been told to expect that they will join the Southeastern Conference, Bill. But, yeah, there was multiple reasons why that announcement was made in the great state of Texas.
Did anything come out of Alabama's media day, meaning Coach Saban or a couple of the players? I saw John Metchie. I don't know who the other players were, but anything said that captured you?
Yeah, John Metchie and one of my absolute favorite players, Fedarian Mathis, who's getting to come back for the extra year that everyone was granted. Nothing really earth-shattering or major. You know, they're always well-coached, as are the players of all the team, of what to say and to not say anything to, you know, rile up their competition or anything. You know, Metchie talking about, you know, the fact that he's looking forward to having a little bit bigger role with the wide receivers this year. And Fedarian Mathis, the redshirt senior from Melville, Wisner, Louisiana, talking about how the defense, he looks for the defense to have a much-improved pass rush this year. And just, you know, overall, how much support and all that he has for Pete Golding, who has been beaten up black and blue many times by Alabama fans. But, yeah, nothing earth-shattering for Alabama. It's just kind of get up there, get it done, and get back to Tuscaloosa.
You say the people you talk to do believe that this will end up being a case where Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC.
That's what I'm hearing, and it shocked me because the first thing when I heard about it, and I'm like you, I don't think it was a coincidence as this happened when Texas A&M was at the podium. My first thought was, okay, well, the Aggies aren't going to go for this. And I just couldn't imagine that it was happening. But, yeah, I've been told by people that I really, really trust in the program that they fully expect at some point here Texas and Oklahoma to become members of the Southeastern Conference.
Kevin Hagan with us. We talk Alabama with him every Friday. What's the schedule like next few weeks as far as camp getting started and all that?
Yeah, Alabama begins practice on Thursday, August the 5th. Of course, you have to start in shorts and T-shirts and work your way up and everything. So right now, coaches are, getting ready for the preseason camp, trying to do some of them might do a last-minute getaway for a couple of days vacation with their family before everything starts to grind. They are having another Alabama recruiting cookout, which they always call the Champions Cookout. That's going to be on July 31st there in Tuscaloosa, the last day before the August dead period. So it'll be interesting to see what players show, what players show up for that event, and then we'll get going in August. And to me, once they hit the practice field in August, that's when I'm really full in on the whole new season, and you really start looking at your first opponents and everything. I really haven't really started looking at the Miami Hurricanes. But that's when it all gets started for me, when they hit the practice field in August.
You've mentioned various times here on the show players that you think can have an impact, whether it's what they did in the spring or a projection. Is there anybody that heretofore hasn't practiced with Alabama, though, that can impact?
You're talking about the true freshmen that have just reported for the summer or whatever. Among those that could really have an impact, I think obviously the first one at the wide receiver position is JoJo Earl, a very electric player. I would not be the least bit surprised, Bill. It may not be in the Miami game, but I wouldn't be surprised if at some point this season we saw JoJo Earl returning punts for Alabama. So he would be my immediate one. On the defensive side of the ball, I think Dallas Turner, an outside linebacker, will get a chance to play in some rabbit situations and some cleanup duty whatsoever. I think Kyrie Jackson, a cornerback, will have a chance to participate in some of those types of situations. Safety, Tyrion Arnold, from Georgia Dogs back door there in the panhandle of Florida. I think Tyrion Arnold will work his way into significant playing time, if not possibly starting by the end of the year. I think that's how big of an impact we're going to see from Tyrion Arnold. So those are the players that have didn't get a chance to participate in spring practice or late reports that I think could see significant playing time with Alabama this year.
What's the depth chart going to look like behind Bryce Young?
Behind Bryce Young, well, it's going to be Jalen Milroy, the true freshman from Texas, who he's an incredible physical specimen. He spent the summer learning to check down and make better decisions with the ball. He's steadily improving as a passer. I've had a number of Alabama fans, message me and say, is this going to be Jalen Hurts 2.0? No, and everyone knows. No one loves Jalen Hurts more than me, okay? Jalen Milroe is already a better passer than Jalen Hurts was. So this is not Jalen Hurts passing situation 2.0. But Jalen Milroe is going to be the definitive backup. And then you would have Paul Tyson in third slot.
And the kid that Milroe out of Texas, they absolutely love, right?
Oh, my gosh, they absolutely love him. He's an incredibly dynamic athlete. I've had some people in the program tell me, Bill, that he may very well be the most athletic quarterback that they've had at Alabama in the Nick Saban era. I mean, if you look at him, he's a jaw-dropping specimen. Smart football player, and he's just, they're just working with him to become more refined. But it's kind of the same issues that you deal with any player that comes, high school quarterback that comes in. But, yeah, no, then they will try to get Jalen Milroe in the games for experience as soon as they can. Last year they didn't get to play Bryce Young as much as they would have liked to. That won't be the same situation. They're going to make sure that Jalen Milroe is got enough experience as he can possibly get if, heaven forbid, something happens to Bryce Young.
Jay Cutler's burner account says, ask Kevin if Paul Tyson's backup is getting over $1 million. How much can Paul get? since he's a...
I don't know how much Paul's getting, but the reality, I mean, Paul Tyson's a part of the Bryant family, so, you know, the young man's not hurting for money at all. But every player on the Alabama team is going to benefit in some way from NIL, just from the fact that they're associated with the Alabama program. I mean, Jalen Milroe being the backup at Alabama, he's going to benefit from it. But, you know, as for specific numbers, I have not heard any specific numbers on what Paul Tyson's going to be earning this year in NIL.
John down in Alabama, ask Kevin if he thinks linebacker... Now, let me make sure I read this. If he thinks its linebacker duo we have coming in this fall is going to be the best Saban has had.
Oh, this linebacker class the linebacker room from Alabama is absolutely loaded. And then you're exactly right. We brought in some really talented ones. You're going to have Chris Allen and Will Anderson as the outside linebackers, but you're going to see a lot of Chris Braswell. You're going to see a lot of Drew Sanders. I think you're going to see a lot of Quindarius Robinson in the outside. I mentioned Dallas Turner, Kane Coate, another true freshman I think is going to play there. On the inside, we've got Christian Harris, and then you're going to have the battle between Jalen Moody and Henry To'o. You're going to have Deontay Lawson, who's a young player who's incredibly talented. He's going to be pushing for playing time with them, along with DeMoy Kennedy. And then one of the greatest news is Kendrick Blackshire, a true freshman from Texas. He's gotten down to 229 pounds, and he's very, very muscular. My concern about him was how fluid was he? Well, the feedback from summer workouts that he's incredibly fluid. So, yeah, I think the Alabama linebacking position is in the best position talent-wise that it's been in a long, long time during the Nick Saban era, and I think that's going to be a huge reason why Alabama fans can expect that defense to take a huge step forward this season.
Have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and roll tide.
Kevin Hagan with us. I've seen a lot of you tweet here about the app. Now, I can only tell you, and again, from my perspective, you've got to understand I'm the one doing the show, so it's hard for me. Every time I've checked it on my phone, it's worked. Now, a lot of you have tweeted and said it's in and out, Bill, which I'm not suggesting you're misleading me at all. I can just say every time I've tried it, and I tried it top of the hour, I tried it prior, I just tried it 10 seconds ago, and let me just hit it again. I know this is... See, that was me. That was me right there. So I'm not sure... Oh, wait, make sure you, when you send those messages, send them to Patton. You can link me on it, too, on Twitter, but send it to him because he's where all the buttons are. Everything that gets us on and off the air is in his location. But I haven't had, again, just on my end now, every time I check it, it's been all right. But I've had a bunch of Julia just checked in and said it's been a problem for her this morning, too. Anyways... I think right now we're smooth. We'll see. We'll see. Plenty of time before we get to Brad. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's starting to slow down here on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. No surprise, really. Traffic's on the increase down Ellington Parkway as you come down from the top to the bottom. We've seen a couple of wrecks out here the last hour or so. They've been very minor as traffic volume increases down I-40 coming through Mount Juliet right now. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
When the Braves take the field, count on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball to bring you every huge game.
I'll bring on the way to Freddie. He hits one high in the air to deep right center field. This has got a chance. Back there at the wall, he just rocked it right over the right center field wall.
Tonight, the National League East looms large at Citizens Bank Park as the Braves square up against Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:50 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Brad's going to be with us half of hour three. You know what I got to ask him, right? You know what I got to do, right? You know where I got to go with it, don't you? Got to get him to rank the SEC with Oklahoma and Texas in it. Yeah, we got to do that. Might as well just go ahead. I'm not looking at his power rankings right here. Some of you guys be looking at it. Rob would probably be able to recite it better than me, Rob in the 210. But I'm going to say he'd go Alabama 1. And again, we're including Oklahoma and Texas. Now, I don't know where he'd have Texas. Somewhere middle of the pack. Alabama 1. Would he have, has he got Oklahoma power rated ahead of Georgia? He may. Oklahoma 2, Georgia 3, probably what, A&M 4, Florida 5. Where would he have Texas, though, if it's a 16 team, and I'm not going by divisions, I'm wiping out divisions, where would he have Texas? Somewhere in that 7, 8, 9 area, right? That's what I'm guessing. Yeah, we'll ask him that when we get him. Top of hour number three. Joey, you said, Bill, the app just went out again. Now, this is about 35 seconds ago. Could be the hook 'em down hackers in Texas this morning. Jerking with us. Yeah, I have not had, and maybe that's just my timing. Every time I click this thing, here we go. Uh-oh. Actually, it just did. It didn't work then for me. Georgia Dog pointing out Branson Robinson, who committed to Georgia. He is built a lot like Nick Chubb. Now, again, is there another Nick Chubb? I'm not saying that. But he is 5'10", about 225. He's a Mississippi kid, a four-star. Yes, he committed to Georgia. That happened on, what day was that? That happened on Thursday for Georgia. Bama Mark, good morning, Bill. The app went right out at the beginning of Kevin's segment to the end of it. It came back on at the tail end of it. It was only the live part of the app. Now, Mike, a few minutes ago up in Philadelphia, checked in, said, Bill, app's working fine from Philly, where we are, up that way. So I'm not sure. Let's see. See, that's me right there. So it was working. I don't know why it's popping in and out. Hey, Patton, at the top of the hour, is there a way to reboot? No. During the break, is there a way? Do you know how to reboot? We used to have to do that some. That might be an option for us. We haven't had really many problems with the app. When we do, though, it's obviously profound because a lot of people depend on that app. Okay. So we'll see. Patton just did a little tweak, and we'll see what that yields. Let's do, since he hit the reset button, I'll do the same as we get ready for Brad. That's top of hour number three. The Big 12, you probably have seen this news. The Big 12 had a teleconference, a Zoom meeting of some sort, Thursday afternoon around 5 o'clock, and the two programs that actually really matter, Texas and Oklahoma, weren't even on the call. They had to get together. They released a statement. I don't have the statement in front of me. Basically, statement said, we would like to work this out. We do realize that they can seek their own identity if they choose. We also need to keep in mind there is a grant of rights agreement, and that will be honored. So right there, what they're saying is we got to protect the money. Now, we don't have any to protect after 2025, but right now that grant of rights, which everybody basically has one but the SEC, that grant of rights says that the Big 12 retains their TV rights, Texas and Oklahoma's TV rights, for 5 more years through 2025, the way I understand that contract. I'd like to know what the consideration is with Texas and Oklahoma. Obviously, they don't give a rip about the grant of rights. It's a legal binding document, but obviously that is not anywhere near a deal breaker. Think about this now. Think about where we are at in this conversation. We go from a week ago in Arlington at AT&T, the Big 12 having their media days. Texas, Oklahoma, all the dignitaries from the league, all the head coaches and a couple of players, each school represented. Not a peep. Not a peep, not a word, nada. Week later, we get to the SEC. It's Wednesday. It's Jimbo's day, among other schools. And right when it's time for Jimbo, bam, there's the story for the entire planet to digest. Not only is there a story about a flirtation with Texas, OU, and the SEC, in the story, it says this could happen in just a couple of weeks. Fast forward a day later to Thursday, the Big 12 has a teleconference, and the two major programs, Oklahoma and Texas, are ghosting the rest of the league. Cold shoulder, not speaking. We've gone from a week ago, Big 12 media days, everything smooth, it felt like, to a week later, we're not going to be even on your petty little phone call. You bunch of losers, we're out of here. They're ghosting them. Right now, Texas and Oklahoma are ghosting the Big 12. We don't need to speak to you. Have you looked at us? We're Texas. We're Oklahoma. What's this Manhattan, Kansas tumbleweed thing? What are you trying to sell me? They're literally ghosting the rest of the league as we speak. Let me check this again while we're bloviating here. Let's see. There's the app. Apps only tricked me once this morning. Yeah, apps only failed me once this morning. RJ over in South Carolina, Bill, it's a little worse today. 614 Rob, Bill, the app's been a little bit sketchy today. Now Patton just did a reboot. So hopefully, a few minutes ago, hopefully that cleans us up some with Brad coming. Yeah, I was just talking. They're literally, it's kind of like, it's a long-term relationship. Decades, forever, right? Relationship. Whether it's the Southwest Conference, the old Southwest Conference, the Big 8, or the current Big 12, whatever it might be, geographically, many, many decades of a relationship. And now, OU in Texas, the supermodels, they're still supermodels, decide not only are they out, but they're not speaking. It's the old we're not speaking thing. We can't even be friends right now. We go from permanently locked together to we're not speaking and we're not friends right now. We're ghosting everybody else. The cold shoulder in yesterday's meeting. So it is interesting, folks. Of all the years that I have covered media days at various locations, mainly the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. Mainly those three. SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. And Notre Dame. I have never seen a situation where the AD from a school is on the trip with the football coach. Ross Bjork was on that trip on Wednesday. A&M's day. I've never seen an AD just wandering around. ADs don't go to that event. It's not their event. There's nothing there for them. It's about the kickoff of the football season. And Ross Bjork is a good AD. This is not my attempt to be critical of him at all. But you don't think he was there to get alone with the commissioner and say, hey, whoa. Do I need to remind you our feelings or lack thereof for the University of Texas? Do I need to remind you about this? We planned and still plan to be the only school in Texas selling the SEC in recruiting. Didn't know we were about to add anybody else. We don't want them. We don't like them. We don't want to be with them. We don't want to be connected with them. We disdain them. We loathe them. We abhor them. That was also different. I was sitting here. We were talking. And how uneventful most of these meetings are. And most of them are. Not this year, y'all. Not at the SEC. Now, you could say some of the others were, but no. No. All good. Noel Kev says, Bill, have you heard anything on the eligibility of the high school basketball player that got his name, image, likeness? I don't even know the story. Where's this player at? I don't think I've seen this story. So there's a high school player who went out and has sold his name, image, likeness, is going to get money for it, obviously. And I would say the high school state institution is probably trying to make him not eligible. I wouldn't think you'd be able to pull that off. I know the state of Florida announced you pull a stunt like that in this Sunshine State and you are out a year. Just saying. That's the only thing that I've, and I have not gone state by state. See, there, app's working fine there, y'all. I think you guys are tricking me this morning. I don't know why. I don't know if you're mad because it's already Friday, but I think this is a concerted effort by the audience to trick me this morning, to trip me up. I know what you're doing. I can sense it here. No, I don't know where the high school player is. If there's a link, let me see it. But I have not. I don't even think I know anything about the story you're talking about. There. Haven't looked at the markets yet this morning yet either. Other than Monday, it's been mainly green. And everybody on Monday again, and maybe one day this is correct, but it was a huge, huge red day, Bill. This thing's about to go south, and then it's just birds chirping, lush fields of green grass, high tides, plenty of rain. Oh, that's been the market, y'all. Fight it. Fight it if you must. He says it's Mikey Williams, the number 7 recruit. I don't know anything about it. I am totally out of the loop on that story. Bobby Dew checking in today. Bill, hearing what you're saying about the Aggies' disdain for Texas, that's exactly why the SEC should want Texas there. Who doesn't love watching a good public squabble between two former rivals? Well, yeah, no. And here's what I was thinking. Does that mean A&M and Texas start playing Thanksgiving again? Now, you're going to say, well, these schedules are set. Well, all these schedules are going to have to be exploded if they get added here. Whatever you had on your league schedule going to get blowed up, as we would say here in the South. Texas and Texas A&M having to play every year again? Ooh, man. Ugly. Ugly. Brad at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to build pretty good down through Madison right now on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Traffic's picked up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes through Mount Juliet on I-40. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County. Lots of radar in sections of Wilson County this morning, even out in Smith County as well. Slow it down. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today calls for sunshine, highs near 95, for tonight mostly clear 71. For Saturday, sunshine, nice day, highs near 95, Saturday night partly cloudy 74, sunshine for Sunday, highs near 94. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Brad's coming up about 20 minutes out. Time up in Milwaukee. Bill, how about a post-defection Big 12 adding Cincinnati, Memphis, UCF, SMU, Houston, and East Carolina? We haven't really talked about the domino effect yet, or what kind of domino effect. Will it be big or not really much? What kind of money could the Big 12 save, or save's not the right term. What kind of money could they salvage, perhaps, by some additions like Tom just mentioned? Because you can't replace Texas and OU. Jim down in Jupiter, Bill, why wouldn't Arkansas want Texas and Oklahoma? That would open up the state of Texas for them to recruit again. They should beg, Bill, for them to come. That's a good question. Arkansas, since joining in 92, has lost their recruiting footprint. Now, they recruit their state, and their state's okay. It's one of the, if you're ranking the states in the SEC, Arkansas would be at the bottom somewhere in producing players. They've got players, but just numbers. It'd be tough. Might be the last state. Yeah, might be the last date. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill the Good, OU in Texas, back with a few classic rivals and a nice round 16 number. The bad, competitive imbalance, the ugly. Will this be the beginning of the end for college sports that we all love? Yeah, now let's say you got Oklahoma and Texas are in the SEC, and we expand also to a playoff, which is 12 teams. I'd say 16. Why not 16? But 12 teams is the model that at least right now has the momentum, a 12-team playoff. You're just talking about packing the thing with SEC teams, aren't you? I mean, that means you could have as many, certainly four every year in a typical year, and as many maybe as five from the SEC. Because Oklahoma's going to get in. Alabama would get in right now. Georgia would get in right now. Who am I leaving out? I think A&M would probably get in right now. There's four. Patton says we've got a call. Bill, I believe, is next in line here. What's up, Bill?
Hello, Mr. King, and good morning.
Morning.
You know, this whole Texas and Oklahoma deal, them wanting to come to the Southeastern Conference, I think is pretty fascinating. But what I guess, you know, I'm a fairly smart guy, college graduate, not an economics guy. But as far as, you know, if you look at Texas, they already have their own network, in a Longhorn network that provides, you know, people with the Longhorn brand there. And other than competition with teams in the Southeastern Conference, as you have already mentioned, where does them moving to the SEC benefit them as far as that is concerned? I mean, couldn't they just pick up their ball and say, you know, give the Big 12 thumb their nose at them and say we're strong enough to be an independent, you know, like a Notre Dame or a Brigham Young, and hang their shingle out there as opposed to bouncing to a different conference. Now with Oklahoma, I could see, since Oklahoma doesn't have something like that, I could see where it could definitely benefit them financially and competitively, and of course recruiting and all the other stuff. I just wanted your thoughts on those things, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. The thinking is, with this agreement, that the Longhorn Network, which is an absolute disaster, will go away. Now, I believe they have a contract for another about 10 years. But that's with ESPN. You got to remember now, the TV suits are just as involved in this entire idea as Greg Sankey is, as the CEO leadership of Texas and OU are. These discussions about how lucrative it would be includes, here's how much more we're willing to add to the league. And obviously, Oklahoma and Texas have seen enough to say, looks good to us. Now, we don't know what the numbers crunch like right now. We don't know. We can speculate on it. But apparently it is lucrative enough where Texas... Look, Texas is not going to continue with the Longhorn Network once that contract is over. I believe it's on down the road, like 2031. They're thinking, though, that thing's going to dissolve well before then. So that's $15 million alone that Texas gets that they don't share with anybody else. Got to remember, that was one of the rubs was the Longhorn Network. And again, that money's not going anywhere else. That money's not being shared in Ames, Iowa, or Manhattan, Kansas, at all. But the thinking is that's going away eventually. Kevin Hagan, that's a good call by Bill there. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. He was good if you missed it. Link's already out there. Brad Powers coming up hour three.
Good morning. A little bit sluggish at times here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Pretty much on schedule, actually, for this time of the morning, but it just got busy over here in the last few minutes. It's been light to moderate coming down I-40 as you make your way out of Wilson County through Mount Julia, 2300 block of Rosa Parks. The police department was over there directing traffic a few minutes ago on that wreck in Antioch, trying to clear that earlier crash, 5200 block of Hickory Hollow Parkway. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
So NoCam was talking about this basketball player, Mikey Williams, in San Diego. I believe he's a rising sophomore. And apparently, across social media, he's got about 5 million followers. And he signed with a company to pursue his brand, name, image, likeness. Can't be drafted for a couple of years. And I don't know all the ins and outs there, but if he's that good, I mean, think about it. If he's that good, he really doesn't need to play high school ball. Play AAU ball. Do whatever. I mean, it's in basketball, it's really, I love high school basketball. I love it. But, I mean, a player on that level, high school basketball is not improving his game that much, if at all. Random high school basketball game where he dominates everybody as much as he wants, how is that making him better? So if you're young and you're 15 and you got a massive social media following, you don't really need high school ball. That's a sad state of affairs, I understand, but you don't. So this kid could pursue his name, image, likeness, make seven figures, practice just basketball, and then when it's time he's old enough, go to the NBA. Make that money. I don't have a problem with him doing that, frankly. If you are that good, now how many players are that good? Even your typical high school star, I mean, can't do this, right? But if you have that kind of ability, why not? I mean, if you had a kid and he's 15 and he's just got this huge following and he dominates, he's considered a absolute NBA player. He dominates AU ball. He's 6'5". He's got everything you need. Everything you could possibly need. And he's already got an attractiveness worth seven figures when it comes to name, image, likeness. I wouldn't have a problem with him going for it. That's a rare dude now, but I go. Yeah, go do it. Bobby Dew says, Bill, you're correct. 2031 is the ESPN agreement with Texas. Says they lost $48 million on the Longhorn Network during the first 5 years of the deal. Oh, it's a terrible deal. Jeff Chu, Bill, I've got news for those tea-sipping, highfalutin, pompous University of Texas jerks out there. If you're privileged enough to get to the SEC, you're going to be third in the SEC in academic rankings. Vanderbilt's 14th. Florida is 30th. Texas is 42nd. And this is usnews.com, their rankings. Bobby Dew. Bill, this could be the start of the Super Conference with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten picking up the pieces of the Big 12 and merging. Then we see what the commissioners, or if the commissioners of both conferences, and realize it's going to go poorly. Hashtag fire Kevin Warren. Oh, it's, I tell you, and I guess that's what Greg Sankey was talking about on Monday, when he just kept repeating times are changing. I guess he was pointing cryptically into the future where we're at today, just a couple of days down the road, and we're into the future, right? Karen just said, Bill, more fluttering on the app. I tell you, Patton, what you'll have to do is you'll have to talk to Ted about this. Let me see what I'm getting. Now, every time I've clicked but one time, I haven't had a problem. But again, I don't have to depend on it like you folks do, because I'm sitting here doing the yapping every day. Brad's coming up. If you have any questions for Brad, go ahead and post them. Use the hashtag AskBP. Now, you can ask him about handicapping, spreads, team totals, all that, or you can just get him to break a team down for you. First thing I will ask Brad is give me your rankings, at least through Texas and the SEC. Include Oklahoma and Texas. Don't worry about divisions and tell me what your power ratings would look like one through Texas. Where would Texas be? 8th, 9th, 7th, 6th? I don't know. Somewhere in there. I'd say somewhere between 6 and 9. Oklahoma, I think, would be number 2. And his current, now these are current, today's power rankings, Brad's. It'd be Alabama 1, either Oklahoma, Georgia 2-3, either way. after that four would be, who would he have there? A&M? Probably Florida. Probably anybody on the eastern side. I've already included Georgia and Florida. LSU would probably be right in there next. Maybe Texas? Well, Texas, I'm guessing, would be somewhere around 6 or 7, 5, 6, 7, 8. But we'll ask. Yeah, that's coming up. And again, post your questions here. Use the hashtag AskBP. Omni Nashville Hotel.